While professors at UC Berkeley focus on food that's right underfoot, others, like anthropologist and physician Seth Holmes, focus on the people who pick our produce, people who often have trouble finding healthy food to eat themselves. Holmes spent 5 years in the fields, living in labor camps, picking fruit, and crossing the border with migrant workers in order to learn more about what challenges they face. He documented his experience in the book Fresh Fruit, Broken Bodies to get a better insight into our food and healthcare system. Holmes came by the studio to talk to KALW's Ben Trefney about how we can use that knowledge to create fair policies and solutions. He started off by reading from his book.
During both of my summers of fieldwork on the Tanaka Brothers farm, I picked berries once or twice a week and experienced several forms of pain for days afterward. I often felt sick to my stomach the night before picking due to stress about picking the minimum weight. As I picked, my knees continually hurt. I tried different positions, sometimes squatting, sometimes kneeling, sometimes propped up on one knee. Each time I stood up to take my berries to be weighed, it felt as if warm liquid like my own blood was running down my pants and into my shoes. All day I leaned forward to see the strawberries below the leaves, and my neck and back began to hurt by late morning. For 2 or 3 days after picking, I took ibuprofen and sometimes used the hot tub in a local private gym to ease the aches, all too aware of the inequality of having such access to amenities.
So when you were there picking strawberries, picking blueberries, who were the other people who you were with? Where did they come from? And did you get to know any of them very well?
I did. Some of the people included Marcelina, whose picture's on the cover of the book, Abelino, who I got to know well, who ended up developing a pretty serious knee injury due to all the repetitive kind of bending and picking. Crescencio, who lived near me in the labor camp, who would develop these excruciating headaches anytime he was called a racist epithet or treated unfairly or kind of dealing with the impossibility of the job. All of these people are Triqui people who speak the native language Triqui, live in the mountains of Oaxaca, and have been coming to Washington State through California for some number of years, and most of them come with their families, with their kids and their wives, and then go back.
So who eventually eats the fruits that you were picking?
Some of the fruit was contracted with an organic label, and some of the fruit was contracted with a traditional label, a label that used pesticides. And both of these labels had the strawberries and blueberries and raspberries and apples from the farm. But none of those, if I go to Safeway or Whole Foods or Trader Joe's or wherever, I don't see where those berries came from. I see instead the address of the headquarters of that business, the label. So if I'm trying to buy local strawberries and I live in Santa Cruz, for example, and I decide to buy Driscoll berries because all the berries say Watsonville, California, and that's nearby, I don't actually know if those berries, for example, if that plastic clamshell was shipped from Watsonville to Washington State filled with berries and then shipped back to Watsonville, and then I buy it thinking that it was grown nearby. So our food system in the U.S. is in lots of ways especially opaque, hard for us to see through, hard for us to understand what's behind it. In a lot of ways, organic foods are great because they're not using pesticides that affect our bodies when we eat them or that affect the people who are working in the farm, but it doesn't mean that any of the other conditions are different. Some of the organic farms that I visited actually have somewhat worse conditions.
Yeah, tell me about that. I mean, how were conditions? Because there is this appearance anyway that if you buy something that's organic, it's maybe a better situation for the farm workers. Is that what you found?
So on the farm in Washington State, that some of the fields were organic label and some were traditional label, the organic label had made an agreement with the farm that those fields would be machine picked, whereas the traditional label, all of those fields were handpicked. So those were two separate decisions, not chosen by any one person, but from my perspective, watching people I knew, my friends, and me picking in the fields where pesticides were being sprayed and not picking in the fields, you know, watching machines pick in the fields, you know, shake the blueberry bushes in the fields that didn't have pesticides, it felt very ironic. Why are human bodies in the opposite fields that they should be in? And that's a question that doesn't have an easy answer, but is important for us to be thinking about.
So projecting beyond that farm that you were on, do you know if there's often much difference between the worker conditions on organic farms versus conventional farms?
It's a good question. The farms that I have visited have not necessarily been different. I haven't done a survey of the whole country, but during this research, the organic farms versus traditional farms weren't necessarily different. I did meet with the people, several of the people who were working for and pushing the organic label originally, and those people had been pushing the organic label not just to mean free of pesticides, but to mean kind of fair labor conditions and free of pesticides. But then in the translation to something that the government could make simple enough to kind of legislate or certify, it became only pesticide-free in a certain way, and all the kind of fair labor conditions were lost. So there have been some people who have been pushing for a domestic fair trade label. More recently, the United Farm Workers and the Piñeros y Campesinos Unidos, PCUN, which are two farm worker unions on the West Coast, are instituting the very first EFI, Equitable Food Initiative, which is a label that will go on produce. So you can buy produce that says organic and you can buy produce that says EFI. And if it says EFI, you know that these two farm worker groups believe that the conditions for farm workers on that farm are worth you supporting.